You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. What is a poet laureate? Joining us now is Dr. Jack Bedell, professor of English at Southeastern Louisiana University. He's been named the State Poet Laureate for Louisiana, and he joins us to tell us about his new position and shares some of its history.
Well, in the old days, it was an honorary position. Anyone in the legislature could nominate someone to be the poet laureate. And so it was really informal and sporadic and wasn't regular, and we didn't keep a constant poet laureate.
Briefly explain, how does one go about becoming a state poet laureate?
The governor has tasked the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities with getting a group of scholars and poets and other writers together to vet applications and nominations for the state poet laureate. And this past summer, I was nominated by the LEH and appointed by the governor to serve for 2017 to 2019.
What are some of the functions of the state poet laureate?
I definitely think there's a responsibility for any poet laureate, whether it's citywide or parishwide or statewide or even the national poet laureate, to promote writing, literacy, poetry, the arts in general, human voice, confidence, all of these things that come from poetry and come from reading and writing, so that there's growth in our state, in our cities, in our parishes, and in our nation in terms of the ability to express oneself and the ability to read language and appreciate it as an art form. And I think the poet laureate's job is to promote all of this as well as be representative of it in their own work.
The word poetry may not resonate with a considerable portion of the population. So as poet laureate, how do you explain to those people the significance of poetry in today's modern times?
Well, that's the great thing about poetry, though, particularly in a region like yours in Shreveport. The spoken word, the performance art poetry, there's poetry that exists outside of the world of print poetry, and I think we do see poetry in all areas of our life. I mean, I know in my own writing, I write an awful lot about growing up in South Louisiana and the region and Cajun culture and my own family life and the impact all that's had on me growing up and raising my own family now. And I think that even if I concentrate on those very personal, those very regional things, all of that speaking to what it is to be a human and to really appreciate this planet for what it offers us.
You bring up being human, and of course, one attribute we have as humans is the ability to speak. We have a voice. Does poetry facilitate a point of view that can sometimes help break through the clutter of our times?
Of all the things we need in this current atmosphere, in this current world we're living in right now, everyone deserves to have a voice. Everyone needs to have a clear concept of their identity and what they identify with. And all of that kind of anticipates that we have the confidence to express ourselves. And poetry really leads to that, particularly when it's introduced to young students and giving them a voice at a very young age. It makes the world a better place for sure.
Dr. Jack Bedell, Louisiana's Poet Laureate, will appear this evening at 5:30 at Shreveport Regional Arts Council's Art Station downtown. Admission is free. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.